Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be focusing on the top 15 Motown artists in regards to sales. We'll start with number 15 with Edward Starr, then Rick James, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Glass Knight and the Pips, the Commodores, which includes Lionel Richie, Jackson 5, including Michael Jackson, Mary Wells, and the Marvelettes. All coming up the next half hour as we focus on the top 15 Motown artists.
Tom Fallon.
Oh,
Fallon.
Motown memory from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, the 13th most popular Motown artist. That was Gotta Hold On to This Feeling, and it reached number 21 on the United States Billboard charts from 1970. Before that, the 14th most popular artist, Rick James. That was called Mary Jane, reaching number 41 from 1978. And we started with Edwin Starr, not a very big hit. That was There You Go, reaching number 80 from 1973. You found the home of Motown. This is Tom Fallon, and during this hour, we're counting down the top 15 most popular Motown artists in regard to sales. Well, we've heard the 15th, 14th, and 13th most popular. Coming up, the 12th most popular, Gladys Knight and the Pips. Well, Gladys and her Pips joined Motown in 1966, and although they were regarded as a second-string act, they scored several big hits, including I Heard It Through the Grapevine, which reached number 2 in 1967, also Friendship Train, If I Were Your Woman, I Don't Want to Do Wrong, and the Grammy Award-winning song Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye. In their early Motown career, Gladys Knight and the Pips toured as the opening act for Diana Ross and the Supremes. But Gladys Knight stated in her memoirs that Ross kicked her off the tour because the audience's reception to Knight's soulful performance overshadowed her. Berry Gordy later told Gladys that she was giving his act a hard time. Well, Gladys and her Pips left Motown for a better deal with Buddha Records in 1973, and they achieved full-fledged success that year with hits such as the Grammy-winning Midnight Train to Georgia, I've Got to Use My Imagination, and You're the Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. Well, here is Gladys and her Pips from 1969. Didn't You Know You'd Have to Cry Sometime? Right here on Motown.
Number 12. Yeah, you're all hung up on somebody else, and in your eyes I see all the signs of the misery that you laid on me. Hey, baby, did you know you'd have to cry sometime? Oh, did you know? Did you know you'd have to hurt sometime? Did you know you'd have to lose your pride?
yeah. Reach out and touch my soul. Give my life so much meaning.
The Jackson 5 with Looking Through the Window. They reached number 16 U.S. pop charts from 1972 and included Michael Jackson on Motown. That was the 10th most popular Motown artist. Before that, the 11th most popular, the Commodores, which includes Lionel Richie. That was Sweet Lover, Pretty Song, number 5 from 1975. And we started with last night in the Pips, Didn't You Know You Have to Cry Sometime, reaching only number 63 from 1969. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're counting down the top 15 most popular Motown artists in regard to sales. Well, we've already heard the 10th through 15th most popular Motown artist. Coming up, the 9th most popular, Mary Wells, and the song, You Beat Me to the Punch. Well, this song was co-written by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and he was also at this time responsible for the majority of hits released by Mary Wells. Following the success of the previous single, The One Who Really Loves You, Motown released this record shortly after it was produced, and the song reached similar success. It also won Mary a Grammy nomination for Best Rhythm and Blues Recording. Well, background vocals on this song were by a group called the Love Tones, which consisted of Carl Jones, Joe Miles, and Stan Brasley. Here is Mary Wells, You Beat Me to the Punch, right here on Motown.
Number 9.
Baby,
The Marvelettes with Your Mind Remedy, reaching number 48 from 1964, the eighth most popular Motown artist. The ninth most popular was Mary Wells, She Beat Me to the Punch. They reached number 9 from 1962. Well, this entire hour, we're featuring the top 15 Motown artists. We've heard from artists 8 through 15. Coming up after the break, artist number 7, Martha and the Vandellas. So keep it right here on Motown.